Задание 2. Прослушайте два аудиотекста. Определите, о чем говорилось только в тексте A, о чем только в тексте B, о чем в обоих текстах both и о чем ни в одном neither. Поставьте галку в соответствующей графе таблицы. Для каждого утверждения возможен только один вариант ответа. Текст первый.
How to detect a lie. Are you getting the whole truth and nothing but? The answer may be lying right in front of you. You will need a good ear, good eyes, and a healthy skepticism. Step 1. Watch the suspected liar's hands. Body language studies show that people tend to touch their face and scratch their nose when they lie. Step 2. Follow their eyes. Liars tend to blink a lot and don't maintain eye contact. Step 3. Note their words. A liar will often skip contractions, saying I did not instead of I didn't, and avoid pronouns, using someone's full name instead of he or she. Step 4. Check their smile. People who are telling the truth use many facial muscles, but liars smile with just their mouth. Step 5. Notice their posture. Liars tend to keep their body posture closed by folding their arms, for example. They may also unconsciously put an object between you, like a cup of coffee. Step 6. Pause momentarily before responding. If the silence makes them uncomfortable, they may be lying. Step 7. Pay attention to details. If they provide more information than necessary, that's a bad sign. People tend to be overly specific when they're making something up. Step 8. Change the subject. If they seem relieved, that's probably a red flag that they've been lying straight to your face. Step 9. What you do from here is up to you. It may be smart to file your knowledge away for future use. However, if you're noticing a trend, it might just be time to teach your liar a lesson. Did you know? In a recent poll, 91% of Americans reported lying on a regular basis.
Текст второй.
Everybody always asks that. So, body language of people who are lying. Let's go through a few things. First off, you got to take a look at the face, all right? Now, almost every time that somebody touches their face, there's a lot of people who will say, "Up, you're a liar." Okay? Touching the face doesn't necessarily mean a lie. It may mean that the person's nervous. It may mean that there's a lot of things going on. It could just be one of their tells that they do when they're starting to get comfortable. Okay? Now, from there, let's take a look at how often somebody blinks. You know, the average person blinks anywhere between every 3 and 11 seconds without medical conditions, without contacts, you know, and a few other things that are going on. But just say the normal average person, okay, blinks every 3 to 11 seconds, 3 to 12 seconds. Okay. And under stress, what will happen is that person may start blinking faster, which may mean that there's something going on that you should ask questions about. So in conjunction, maybe they're blinking and maybe they touch their face. Okay. So light conditions can cause this. Contact lenses can cause this. Medical conditions like Tourette's. I used to work with a lady who blinked excessively until I asked her, I said, "What's going on?" And she said, "Well, you know, I have a medical condition, I have Tourette's." Oh, okay, now that makes a bunch of sense. Totally understand now, okay? Now, it could be that the body language shifts when you ask a question. You can ask a question, all of a sudden the person gets uncomfortable, and maybe they fold their arms. Doesn't mean it's a sign of lying, but you can also look at the micro expressions in their face. You know, if somebody's coming to you, and or you go to them and you ask them a question and said, "Hey, did you steal my wallet?" And like all of a sudden, they show surprise, boom, you know, eyes go up, lips kind of get flat, eyelids get flat, tells you that person's surprised. But let's go with the micro expression of fear. You know, "Hey, did you steal that car?" And then all of a sudden the lip pulls back, the eyes go up, the just like the jittering in the body starts happening. Perfect sign that person's lying, okay? So those are all some of the things that you could take a look at, but it doesn't mean that that's exactly what's going on. It's why we get back and we've talked about baselining and taking a look at the person. There's not one sign that's absolute for every other person. Now, you guys are all in a class here, and one of the things that you'll see is when somebody gets up here and they want to elaborate on what they've done, you know, they might take their hand, and this is the lobster claw of deception, and they'll take their hand and they'll close it, but they'll put it on their chin. So they'll tell a story like, oh yeah, last week I was hanging out with this celebrity and what did they say? And you know, the hand comes here. That's usually a sign that that person is taking somebody else's story and making it their own. Not always the case, it could be flat out lying. But a lot of the times it's the case that they're coming up and they have something interesting that's going on right here. Now, as always, you're going to want to watch and baseline that person to make sure, see what's going on, see what the story is. Sometimes you can tell by their breathing, but not all the time. And then, you know, just remember, is their body shifting? Are they trying to get away from you? And then last of all, you can look for a mismatch. Now, a mismatch would be like, I love peanut butter and jelly, right? That doesn't make sense. I love peanut butter and jelly. See, my head's going the wrong way. Or you could think back to a president who said, I did not, okay, wait a minute. Heads goes up and down, arm goes up and down. Ah, wait a minute. You know, some people will call that a leak. Some people will call it a mismatch. There's a couple of different ways, things that you can call it. So, you know, this is typically yes. This is typically no. So just a few things to think about when the next time you're thinking, hey, is that person lying to me? I want some signs of deceit. I want to learn some body language. Okay? So let's talk about some of the things